It's time for the paradox training, the paradoxical commandments. We often let fear or judgment or uncertainty or circumstance prevent us from doing what feels right. We worry about what others might say, how they react, or whether our efforts are even, they matter even in the long term, in the infinite time. But in reality, excessive worrying, interference, I call it, drains what we're connected to, the infinite amount of energy that we're connected to, the infinite amount of information that we're connected to, that is there to service us, to protect us, promote us, love and perfect us, no matter whether our efforts will even matter in the long term. We know that that energy, creativity, focus, and intention make it harder to serve those around us. And that's where the paradoxical commandments come in. They're originally written by a man named Kent M. Keith and famously associated with Mother Teresa, which is where I found them at an Andy Grammer concert. And one of those things and the practices that I have is it resonated with me so strongly that I had to create a training about it. They challenge us, these paradoxes, to press on, notating that it's not the mistakes that we make within the context of the paradox and the commandments, it is the lack of commitment that will stop us from getting to where we want to be. And that lack of commitment is created by the meaning and the perceptions that we give to other people's opinion and our own opinion of others. Regardless of how people respond or how circumstances unfold, by grounding ourselves in these principles, we shift ourselves from being interfered with, paralyzed, anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful, all of these different things, to a proactively creating, co-collaborating, positive change. And so the first paradox to shift is simply, I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? I am blank. I am happy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am healthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am wealthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And within the context of I am, protected, promoted, loved, and perfected, in a unified, abundant system of thought that is here to protect, promote, love, and perfect me, comes that first paradox beyond I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? The first paradox is people are often unreasonable. People are often illogical. People are often self-centered. Love them anyway. We have perceptions of others. I had an incident, spoke at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, interviewed on FinTech with Cheddar Reach TV and the FinTech Network. And one of my old friends had a unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered feeling towards somebody else. And I pulled him aside and I said, why are you creating so much dis-ease for yourself? You're stuck in the paradoxical commandment of the fact that people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered, but we're here to love them anyway, because so are we. Unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered at times. Relationships thrive when we choose the ease of empathy over the interference of a need to be offended, right, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful. Even the difficult personalities can teach us about the ease and compassion and the patience and the divine detour that they assist us on. Co-workers who constantly live below the line, outside of the accountability of what did I do? And what am I supposed to learn? What did I do to be responsible? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to attract it? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to participate in the perception of the illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered? What did I do and what am I supposed to learn from it is where we need to live above the line. But so many times our coworkers live below the line in blame, shame, and justification for the mistakes that they may be struggling with on their own insecurities. By responding with understanding rather than judgment, anger, frustration, guilt, anxiety, worry, you open the path between the infinite, unified, abundant system that we belong to a more collaborative, productive, accessible, and gracious communication that creates the ease between you in the infinite amount of information, an infinite amount of positivity, energy that exists in I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? Extending our love doesn't mean enabling bad behavior. It is enabling understandable behavior that may be bad. It means choosing kindness as your primary operating system. What we need to do is to utilize the universe in its own essence of protecting, promoting, love, and perfecting in the infinite nature to pause. Simply pause in a paradox before reacting to someone else's negativity, interference, and creating your own. Ask yourself what you might be causing in order to create that type of behavior or accelerate, aggregate, and compound interference instead of ease. Practice utilizing ease, empathy, forgiveness by offering a listening ear, an understandable ear, and supportive suggestions and questions that can be utilized to elevate awareness to enlighten someone of what they're doing to themselves, how they're interfering with I am. Remind yourself that it's the kindness that can diffuse the tension, dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interference and create opportunities to be a resource with resolve for resolution. And in the aspect of the first paradox, based off I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? We must remind, remember, and recollect with our source to be a greater resource and tell ourselves in the first paradox, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. We are going to love them anyway. The second paradox. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. Genuine essence, the altruism of intention, can feel undermined invariably by skepticism, but yet the world needs more good deeds, not fewer. And invariably, when you do them, people will think you have an ulterior selfish motive. So many of the friends that I have question why I do what I do, or volunteer where I volunteer, or travel where I travel to do the meetups, the holding courts, the free Friday trainings, free books. They question, what's the ulterior motive, man? But by continuing to serve at my higher self the best that I can, with minutes and moments out of sight of the best that I can, you stay aligned with your values, mine being gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication, rather than other people's perception. And I forgive other people's perceptions they have of me, and I forgive myself for the perceptions I have of them. Because I know when you do good, you will be accused of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. It's the real act of kindness that don't rely on the public applause, because first, they will have skepticism. They will look for ulterior motives. They will scoff at you, make fun of you. They will talk behind your back and attack you. But eventually, they will applaud you and hopefully ask you for help. Ask you, how did you get to where you are today? They're driven by an inner commitment to do the right thing. No lack of commitment to get us to the thousand steps, to get us to where we want to be or better all the time. This is why we need to stay rooted in our purpose, notating our purpose has to be greater than our pain, which is the application of why, not the search of why. Within this context, the paradox of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? I am my why, what am I doing to interfere with it? I need to apply my why, what am I doing to interfere with it? Recalling the deeper purpose, higher than the pain, behind the efforts, the value, the emotions that you put into it, because we know it takes 90% of those just to get to 25% of the way there, of where we think we want to be or better. We should document the impact of the good deeds that we have, the positive changes in the community and our family, planting seeds under trees like a sunflower. Do you know how long it takes? You plant one seed, you know how long it takes to get a 6-foot sunflower? And then eventually when it dies, how many years it takes? And when it dies, 600 seeds are spread everywhere. This is what you do every day when you're kind to your future self and you do good deeds anyway, even if people accuse you of your selfish ulterior motives by laughing at you, scoffing at you, making fun of you, and attacking you. We want to surround ourselves with the right people, the right teams who support each other. That's why I created our private networking group. So everyone in our group is curated to make sure they're there to help one another and know people that can help each other and respect the intention and be forgiving of the perceptions and understand the paradox of I am, this is what I'm doing to interfere with it. Surround yourself with the right people and the right ideas. What you pay attention to and what you give intention to will equal the coincidences in your life, and you will have no evidence, or the evidence will be contrary to where you want to be or better, like people accusing you and attacking you of being selfish. But if you do good, people will accuse you and attack you for selfish ulterior motives. Do good anyway. The third paradox of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. Enjoy what you don't like and don't love about it every single day in the pursuit of your potential. Succeed anyway. Success can attract opportunists and critics alike. That is absolute. But letting the fear of the backlash limit your potential, the meaning of the past attacks and the past critics, the past opportunists, the oversellers, the back-end sellers, the liars, manipulators, the cheaters. Don't let it limit you or the meaning that you give it. It's self-defeating. It will limit your self-image and your imagination. Notate once again that you never will overachieve your own imagination or your self-image. Your progress, not your perfection, shouldn't be dictated by those who misunderstand or resent it, because they will attack you. This essence and the authenticity and success that you built on a consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential with effort and money and time and value will go not only unnoticed, but will attract false friends and true enemies, but succeed anyway. Develop a clear success plan of where you want to be or better. By utilizing negotiable and non-negotiable behaviors, by utilizing daily practices of knowing what I want today in alignment of where I think I want to be in the future, and lining the meaning of the past with that, with focuses in on your own subconscious morality, ethical behaviors, and sustainable progress. By utilizing the daily practices of knowing what we want in alignment with where we think we want to be, a divine direction, and then know who we can help and who can help you. And then know, how am I best going to get it done? By utilizing that guarantee that we know, the only certainty of the future, 24 hours, the only thing that we can predict. Utilizing that, separating it with the non-negotiable and negotiable, circumstantial, non-circumstantial behavior, give us ease and allows us to focus in on the primary prioritization, pre-prioritization, post-prioritization that is necessary in order to facilitate a greater good for ourselves and others. Be selective about who you let into your team and what position they play. These people, these characters, they matter as much as their competence, notating that the common denominator all team members should be a desire to be what they must be, allowing them and enabling them to pull up a chair next to them and allowing you to pull up a chair next to you to help someone get to where you are or better, even if you're successful. Knowing that you will win false friends and true enemies, succeed anyway. Celebrate, rejoice, enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit, what you don't like and don't love, what you do like and do love, what works and what doesn't work, what you know and what you don't know. These are the milestones that allow you to acknowledge, to acquire the knowledge, acknowledge those who genuinely support you in the majority of the time. Why do I say the majority of the time? Because there's a false paradoxical commandment of all the time, every time, you never, always, blah, blah, that's impossible. Because we have a human experience and an infinite experience. Within the context of the human experience and the infinite experience comes the mistakes that we make so that we only can support others and ourselves. We only can be positive. We only can do the right thing for a certain amount of time. And we want to spend minutes and moments interfering with it. That is the whole paradox of I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? The fourth paradox in the paradoxical commandments is the good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. That's because the whole human experience is based off, we get a body, we're here to learn lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. You will forget every single lesson you've ever learned, but you have the power to remind, remember, and recollect those lessons. And so for when you do good and learn a lesson, teach a lesson, plant a seed on a lesson, they will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. These acts of kindness, being kind to your future self, doing good deeds often go unnoticed or misunderstood or unremembered, but their impact, that seed, can still be as profound as the 600 seeds that blow into the wind after a long period of progress for a sunflower. You are a sunflower and can impact, and unbelievably can impact in a profound and far-reaching way by doing good today. Even if it will be forgotten tomorrow, do good anyway. If you invest your time teaching, mentoring, coaching people who want to be in a situation according to your topic, subject, or expertise, and allowing you to pull up a seat next to you as others are doing for you or have done for you, and that member, that friend, associate, family member quickly moves on without any acknowledgement or gratitude, despite feeling overlooked, maybe having a need to be offended. You know you are planting seeds under a tree you may never sit under, and your guidance will impact and shape our future in an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. Do good anyway. Short-term recognition does not define long-term impact. Too many people are looking for the evidence, or the evidence is contrary of any impact that it would have. But yet, I believe in the divine direction, there is a divine impact that is long-term in its nature. We just don't understand because the evidence is either non-existent or contrary to where we think our impact is, or what we think our impact is having. It is consistency that truly changes the lives and our community. Do good anyway. We can measure our wins by the internal standards of contribution, not the external praise. If you seek that which exists outside of us, you will never be satisfied, fulfilled, passionate, purposeful, and profitable. If you look within for the wins, you will remain in a purposeful, passionate, and profitable position. Keep a journal if it helps you to remind ourselves of the positive actions, because the simple things to do, like saying thank you, which is free and takes 0.1 seconds, remind ourselves why it matters. What are the reasons I want to say thank you before I go to bed and when I wake up? Because saying thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up is simple to do, but it's simple not to do. remind yourself to do it, because it'll have exponentially the greatest impact anything you can do on earth in the human experience for 0.1 seconds, and it's free. That's why I created a gratitude challenge to remind people every day to be grateful. The most powerful gift that we have, the greatest power tool of meaning ever created, to find the light, the love, and the lessons in the detours that we have. We want to offer mentorship, help people get to where we are better, offer our coaching, bring the best out of them, offer our teaching to explain how to get there and support them without expecting anything in return except to be forgotten. Because the good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. The paradox of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? The fifth paradox: honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. Transparency of your essence, not authenticity, which is a branding mechanism, being consistent with a frequency to a brand, a product, solution, or service, or your personal brands, product, services, or solutions. I'm talking about your essence, the transparency that fosters genuine relativity in relationships and reduces the misunderstandings when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to your intentions. Even if it feels so risky to do so, honesty and frankness will make you vulnerable, but be honest and frank anyway. Know your essence and communicate it freely without interfering with it. You admit a mistake to a client, to a friend, associate, a partner, an intimate friend, instead of covering it up, even if it may hurt you or others. Though difficult initially, the honesty and the frankness builds trust and respect in the long run. That is why in all the business relationships I have that are not binding in some regulation, the facilitation of trust is through the vetting process of holding people to their word and holding myself to mine. Because that's what builds the trust. Can I talk to that person? Can I read that over? Can you show me those receipts, the contracts, etc.? That's what builds trust. It is not questioning or suggesting anything on either party, because honesty and frankness may make you vulnerable, but being honest and frank anyway is the way to go. And the paradoxical, I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? Being open about your thoughts and action can inspire others to respond in the same essence, the same frequency, and even in a branding, product, or solution or service, the authenticity of the consistency. Practice this. It is a direct way of communication in challenging conversations. When you sense a fear of being judged or you judging, remind yourself that the openness often resolves the issues faster. It also protects, promotes, and loves you. Because if you're vulnerable and frank and someone says, you know, for example, if I start a business meeting, before we start, I just want to tell you that in 2008, I claimed bankruptcy and I lost over $100 million. Well, if they decide not to do business with me after I say that, I've just protected, promoted, loved, and perfected me. Because that's not the kind of person I want to do business with that doesn't understand that we learn from our mistakes, and it's only the lack of commitment that's going to stop me to get me to where I am or better. And where I am today is not where I was in 2008. Encouraging a culture within your family, friends, associates of candor, making it clear that the mistakes are always, they're omnipresent. And that's where the value lies in the human experience of learning lessons. And they will keep on coming until you learn them. You will forget them all, just like we will forget and remember. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable, no doubt about it. Be honest and frank anyway. The sixth paradox of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. Don't limit your self-image. Don't limit your imagination because you've given meaning or perception to whatever the people think. Because what they're thinking is obviously way too small for you and your perception. Visionaries often face a resistance for those who fear change or doubt potential within themselves, not within you. There's no way they would know your potential. You are the one who enjoys the consistent, persistent pursuit of that. Yet innovation depends on the audacity of people saying that's impossible. You'll never do it. Laughing at you, scoffing at you, making fun of you, attacking you. So many people propose groundbreaking ideas. And so many other people fixate on the minor flaws and dismiss it prematurely. Undeterred, these people refine the idea, launch their idea, monetize their idea, and impact the world with their idea. Maybe even save the world with their ideas. Remember, these big ideas are from the biggest men and the biggest women with the biggest ideas, and they get shot down by the smallest men and the smallest women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. Stay focused on the larger mission. The commissions will follow rather than the immediate criticism, the attacks. We need to seek out people, these mentors, coaches, and teachers and allies who believe in the co-creation, the collaboration, the limitlessness in the growth and the co-creativity that exists in a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought. Break it down. Use the 1,000 steps approach. I'll be happy to send it to you that it is 1,000 steps. We just don't know how much time it's going to take to get to everything we want or better. But breaking down each step into these larger visions with smaller steps to maintain the momentum of the universe, the physics of the universe to aggregate, accelerate, and compound, knowing that every step has a different size. It's icy, it's dirty, it's broken, it's not, it's higher, it's lower. It doesn't matter. Because we know if we keep on learning, keep on progressing, it's just 1,000 steps to get to where we want to be or better. That's why the biggest men and the biggest women with the biggest ideas cannot be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. The next paradox: people favor underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. People favor underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. Real leadership, mentorship, coaching, and teaching involves championing, elevating others to elevate ourselves that they can't always advocate for themselves, driving diversity, appreciation, and inclusion. A manager chooses to promote an overlooked but high potential employee over more popular candidates. Recognizing the underdog's skills, knowledge, and desire, the strength and the potential. Fight for a few underdogs every day. Support the underrepresented and the underestimated individuals, utilizing diversity, appreciation, and inclusion for the entire community that fosters a culture of inclusion. Identify talent that might be overshadowed, often overlooked. Find the weaknesses, move them to a place where they turn into strength. Let those opportunities excel. Create a coaching, mentorship, teaching program, an advocacy program. This is the purpose of our private networking group, where you have access to me every day for advice and introductions, but it's the community, the workplace, the environment, the events, the meetups, the virtual, the everything we do in order to facilitate a culture of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, that are pulling up a seat next to them and you're pulling up a seat next to you. Measure the success, not just by the star performers, but how many you have helped rise to their potential. Stick up for, fight for the few underdogs anyway. People favor the underdogs, but follow the top dogs. Fight for the underdogs anyway. The next paradox. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build it anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. Setbacks, failures, mistakes, all types of circumstances, market shifts, sudden crises can wipe out your life's work. Yet resilience lies in the courage and energy to build it better from there. So many entrepreneurs thriving with their local businesses that are lost in a natural disaster. So many homes are lost. So many lives are lost. But instead of giving up in New Orleans, in Florida, in California, instead of giving up around the world, they use the lessons learned to rebuild better, bigger, stronger. It is nothing more than a divine detour to create a better, bigger business model, home, city, community, and culture. These are temporary losses. They don't define your journey. It is the commitment, determination, the desire that you must be what you can be that determines it. And every time you have to rebuild, you can lead to even a greater growth, an aggregation acceleration far beyond your imagination. Keep contingency plans and financial safeguards. Remain in alignment and taking action. But prepare for adjustments because they're coming. Reflect on the past projects and note what worked and what didn't work, what you liked and what you didn't like, what you know and what you didn't know. View this rebuilding, this divine detour as a chance to innovate and improve on anything and everything that you've lost. Do not replicate it because circumstances have changed. Time, emotion, and value has changed. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build it anyway. The next paradox of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? People really need help, but may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. People really do need help, but may attack you if you do help them. Help them anyway. So many of us have fallen to this paradox. Feeling as if, having the perception as if I've done nothing but help you, and all you're doing is attacking me, blaming me, living in shame and justification when all I did was try to help you. Help people anyway. Fear, pride, past traumas can make some individuals resistant to assistance, even when it's in their best interest. Please help people anyway. Offer them help, mentoring, coaching, teaching, financial, non-financial, by anything, even if they lash out at us and fear judgment. Over time, the divine will appear and they will appreciate you anyway. They will support you and they will improve anyway. They will help other people anyway. But you must understand the paradox that if we are going to help people, they may attack you if you help them. Help them anyway. Approach helping people with patience and humility. Recognizing not only can't you force the acceptance of the help, but you cannot change them. You can understand them. You can afford them opportunities, access, and all types of support. But you can't want it more for them than they want it for themselves. Help them anyway. Offer resources and let others decide how to use them. Suggestions and questions, respecting their autonomy along the way. Gauge their engagement. Gauge their effort. Usually, I offer a minimum of 5 minutes to anyone to help them. And be like, how do you do that? And I get on the call for 5 minutes, and they'll ask me to fund their company or read their business plan or their book or write a forward or whatever else they do to ask. And all I ask is, I'd be happy to do that. Send me a paperclip in the mail. Find a paperclip, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it. Here's my address. Mail me that paperclip, and I'll be happy to do that for you. Do you know how few paperclips I get? Do you think if someone isn't willing, that needs my help, to take the time to put a paperclip in an envelope and put a stamp on it with my address and send it to me, that they're actually going to utilize my help? No, they're going to end up attacking me anyway. But I help anyway. I take accountability for what I do and the time that I spend and non-time scheduled time in order to facilitate the greatest good that I can anyway. I practice not only consistent empathy and forgiveness, but I practice the understanding of empowerment. So breakthroughs, knowing that they take time and repeated gestures of support, will also need participation and appreciation from the person, but they will attack me anyway. The final paradoxical commandment of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it anyway? Give the world the best you have, and you will get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have, and you will get kicked in the teeth. Give the world your best you have anyway. Sometimes, in a mission, so many of us get kicked in the face, in the teeth. I believe and doing my best, learning lessons and having fun. I believe empowering people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people and have a lot of fun by learning and teaching to enjoy what I don't like or don't love, other people don't like or love, in a consistent way every single day, persistently, without quitting the pursuit of my potential, regardless of any way. And I give the world my best I have, except for minutes and moments, each day, anyway. Consistently, I strive for excellence. I have a desire that I must be what I can be, and so should we. When we do, it can draw criticism and jealousy and the attacks and the kicks in the teeth. Yet the standard for yourself is how we redefine what's possible. We post, amplify in person on the phone, via email and social media, all types of our essence, thought-provoking work that faces harsh criticism. 10% of the people loving us no matter what, 10% of the people hating us no matter what, and 80% of them not aware of us at all. But undeterred, we continue together to produce meaningful work that changes lives. The measure of success isn't just how others react to you. It's staying true to your essence and your potential and your purpose greater than the pain, no matter what the obstacles, the resistance are, utilizing wisdom and faith that there's something bigger in us, an infinite source of information and energy that loves us, protects us, promotes us, and perfects us anyway. Define these personal benchmarks of excellence, the determination, the desire to do what you must do. Focus in on your own internal inventory. Be satisfied with the skills, the knowledge, and desires that you have today, but pursue better in the future and find your best self and do your best anyway, not seeking external praise. Accept the critics and the cynics, the laughing and the scoffing and the make fun of as part of the process. Use it as feedback to constructively improve yourself to help improve others. Maintain the energy Figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. Celebrate each step of the thousand steps that it takes you to get there, even if 90% of them, 90% of the effort, time, emotion, and value only gets you 25% of the way, 250 steps. You never think you're going to get there anyway. And consistently level up your skills, knowledge, and desire within the context of doing your best, learning lessons, and having fun. Give the world your best, and you will get kicked in the face. Give the world your best you have anyway. The paradox of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it, is a reminder of anyway. To remind you, before we take a few questions, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of self-ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women and the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest mind. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs every day anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help but may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. This is the Paradox Training. I'm David Meltzer. I'm on a mission to empower over a billion people. I've been doing this for over 26 years, free Friday trainings. You can access me every single day in our private networking group to get advice or to get introductions, not just from me, but from everyone in the group. The great authors like Brian Swift, great speakers like Ramon Ray, the great people like all of you. Over 100,000 people registered for Friday trainings. It's been an amazing journey, and I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to remind you to email me if you want to join us any place with the exercises, guides, and my books. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. We do have an alerting system. Is our text the learning system. We're in 200 cities, 200 events. Text me if you want those alerts, 949-298-2905. Email me for the exercise guides and books. Colleen, can you close out the room? Thank you for taking over. It's the Colleen of WOM. She's a well-oiled machine, the OG herself. She is an amazing mom and leader in my community. Thank you, Colleen, so much. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We are blessed. Please email me. Come see me in Jersey. Come see me in LA, Vegas, Nashville, Masters in Augusta, Georgia. We're all over the place. Let's just be honest. We love you. Remember, most importantly, I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.